gotta get up.
5:31, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Good morning.
Morning. You know, we're going to have lots of sunshine today, but the high is going to be 62, so that's as warm as it's going to get. As wow. long as the sunshine.
Exactly. I kind of am looking forward to it. And actually, yesterday, it was cool in the morning, but man, by about 2 in the afternoon, it was steamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to dress in the fall sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But
all next week is going to be pretty much sunshine in mid to upper 70s, so that's going to be a nice week, too.
Wow.
But
nice.
Right now, we're concentrating on the Friday here, and let's get the show started. So, here we go.
Thanks, Miss Gianna, for making Sunny 101.5 the Nielsen-rated number one at work radio station.
The most music for your work day. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, it is 6:16, and here's Tracy.
You know, Jack, everybody's favorite game show host, Alex Trebek, he led a landmark Jeopardy episode on Monday night, kicked off the start of the show's 37th season.
He did.
Which, yes, and you know what? It's awesome on so many levels, right? It is just so great to see one of America's favorite shows back.
Mm-hmm.
Social distancing changes in place. But, you know, even more importantly, to see Trebek hosting again, even
yeah.
though he's currently undergoing treatment for pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He looks awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just sure to lift family spirits during the pandemic. He said,
"What is? Oh,
there we go.
What is looks awesome? Be more specific."
Oh, he said he feels good. He feels excited because, as he put it, Jeopardy has once again demonstrated it's at the forefront of television programming. He said he thinks that they were the first quiz show to come back on the air in the COVID-19 era.
He
just said on a personal level, he was just really excited. He said, "It gets me out of the house, gives me something to do on a regular basis, and I was really missing that." I could totally understand that. A little bit of normalcy.
Well, welcome back, Alex.
Exactly.
Trebek.
We're so glad you're back.
Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:52, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Taylor Swift's stalker was sentenced to 30 months behind bars this week. Eric Swarbrick signed a plea deal. His prison term will then be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Now, in 2018, he reportedly sent more than 40 letters and emails to Swift's record label Big Machine asking to be introduced to her. The letters became increasingly violent and threatening. And on at least 3 occasions, he drove to Music City to personally deliver them. Well, I can't believe this next story. Yesterday, actresses Charlize Theron and Drew Barrymore said they haven't dated anyone for over 5 years. On Drew's new daytime talk show, Theron said she'd been on a handful of dates over those years, but she really had not dated anyone seriously. And Barrymore said, "Me too." However, Theron said she doesn't feel lonely. Her life is so good that anybody who wants to date her has to come with a lot of game before she'll date them. She won't accept anything less. So good for her.
If I was interested, I should bring my golf clubs.
You need to have a lot of game, Jack. And I know she's one of your favorites. Yeah, that's why I had to do that story.
I'm a fan. I like her.
Don't you think men are a little intimidated by them, though?
I would say some are, yeah. I'd say that there's a lot of that going on, but...
Is Kathy Hilton being courted to join Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Mm. Paris and Nikki's mom wouldn't start as a main cast member, but she would instead be hired as a friend of the show. Kathy Hilton's sister, Kyle Richards, is a main cast member, while her other sister, Kim Richards, is a former cast member. So, sounds like the show has extended a formal offer to her, but she hasn't decided if she'll take it yet. I don't think she needs the money.
No, probably not.
In a new interview, Steve Harvey had nothing but great things to say about Ellen DeGeneres. As a person, he said she is probably one of the coolest, kindest people I have ever met in this business.
Well, there's an endorsement.
Exactly. The actor and TV host made his comments after he was asked what he would say to DeGeneres if she was a guest on his show. She, of course, has been under fire lately due to misconduct allegations on her TV show. Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are hoping to rebuild their reputation after signing a deal with Netflix. Friends say the offer was too tempting to resist and that Harry is determined to make it in Hollywood just as much as Meghan. The couple's Netflix deal announced earlier this month will find them producing everything from scripted content to kids' shows. Meanwhile, Elton John is digging into his archives for a huge new box set full of unreleased songs and rarities.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, isn't that cool? It's called Elton Jewel Box. It's an 8-disc set that spans, are you ready, from 1965 to 2005.
Wow.
He said, to delve back through every period of my career in such detail for Jewel Box has just been an absolute pleasure. He also shared an unreleased song, Sing Me No Sad Songs. This new box set is due out on November 13th. Very cool. Yeah. Today's National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna partake.
Yeah, I think you. You probably would have even if I hadn't told you. But
probably.
It is Patrick Schwarzenegger's birthday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Okay, wait. Does he talk like that too?
No. how old is that? Boy, he's young. He's young. He's probably only 24.
27.
Oh, he's 27. Oh, he's getting up there.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith.
I bet you don't think I know who that is, do you?
No, I think you know. I mean, that's a pretty unusual name, and she's pretty famous.
I know most of my three name people.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's true. There is something about
three
names
name people.
That's just
there's
more
one
notable.
Name people. And
that's
of course,
true.
Yeah. I'd say, 50?
49.
All right.
Doing pretty well. Okay one more.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, I know him. Fine actor. And he, well, he's probably 41.
45.
He's 45. All right, cool.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Well, here we are to make your life a little easier. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
go ahead.
So mine is, you know I'm a potato girl.
Yes.
I love my potatoes.
She does.
I wish they were healthy for you, like any kind.
No, let me.
Mashed potatoes,
wait a minute,
French fries, baked potatoes. Like I could eat them every meal of every day.
Potatoes are good for you. It's just the way some of them are prepared.
carbs, exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
But the potatoes have a lot of
and
good.
And one of my daughters is like that too. London could eat a potato with every meal, and it just always makes me smile. She's like, "Can I have a baked potato with that?" And I'm just like, "Oh, you are a child after my own heart."
Yeah, it's a good
so
one.
So, how do you buy potatoes and make them last longer? You know what? You should not keep them in that plastic bag that they come in from the grocery store.
Right.
I did not know that. And, you know, those bags actually trap chemicals that cause them to spoil faster. So you can either keep them in like a fabric bin, but experts say keeping them in some sort of a ceramic flower pot is a great way.
A ceramic flower pot.
Yes, because they prefer, you know, cool places, dry places, but that they'll have a little airflow there too. Don't keep them in the fridge and resist the urge to wash them before you store them, because they stay, I guess, weeks longer if you wash them, that adds extra moisture again, which leads to them breaking down quicker. So don't wash them beforehand. Store them out of that plastic bag in a ceramic flower pot so they have a little airflow and they will last longer.
Wow.
Cool, dry place.
That's a very good, very good one. And I do like potatoes, and they are good for you. You just, it's just the way some of them are prepared and what you and what you pile
what you put,
on them
when you bake them and put a ton of butter on them. Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Okay, this is for cat owners considering the litter box. Is your litter box just stinking up the place? Ain't cutting it anymore? Well, consider this. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but if you're having problems with that, consider adding a little bit of baking soda or dried tea leaves to the bottom of the pan before you put the stuff
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah, both work like a charm.
Baking soda, it's your thing.
I know.
Baking soda and tea leaves.
Baking soda and dried tea leaves, they both work like a charm. So there you go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's
I wonder if that works with a guinea pig's cage.
Probably.
Just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55. I'm laughing already. Because I just sometimes I hear see a story. I said, "Come, this is just put on. There's no way." But they're not. They're real stories.
Man. I can just wait.
They're go figure. All right. Transportation officials in a British city responded to a viral photo. Well, no, viral photos from a municipal bus by reminding residents that snakeskin is not an acceptable material for face masks. Especially when it's still attached to the snake.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm freaking out now. You're giving me the willies. Yikes.
The photos snapped aboard a Manchester bus show a man sitting aboard the vehicle with a live snake wrapped around his neck and mouth.
Oh, I can't.
A witness told the Manchester Evening News the man initially appeared to be wearing a really funky mask until the snake started moving around. Okay? It was definitely...
Oh, gosh.
It was definitely entertaining, she said. The photos show the man was not wearing a face mask underneath the snake. A Transport for Greater Manchester representative said passengers are required to wear face masks on the city buses to protect them from the COVID-19 pandemic. This needn't be a surgical mask. Passengers can make their own or wear something suitable, such as a scarf or a bandana. While there is a small degree of interpretation that can be applied to this, we do not believe it extends to the use of a snake skin, especially when it's still attached to the snake.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I have a fear of snakes, and so just listening to that story makes my skin crawl.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny, sunny,
8. And
it's time for Chick Flicks.
Right.
Where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
And if you can identify the flick today, we're going to give you a couple of things here. One, we're going to give you the Supergirl 5th season, the entire season download, okay? And we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to Beef O'Brady's of Granger, which happens to be our restaurant of the week. We'll be talking with more about that next half hour. But in the meantime, with Steve out of the office today.
Yeah, I picked a solo. It's a sort of monologue for Jack.
Yeah. It's a solo. It's gives me a chance to
show your range.
Practice, show my range and practice on my acting abilities.
There we go. And okay, so setting the scene, a couple is having an emotional discussion. Jack, action.
What do you want from me? I mean, just tell me what you want from me. You want me to quit? Is that it? Because I don't know how we got here. I don't know what happened. I just woke up and there's buildings falling. I mean, I had a plan and now I don't. I have no idea what to do. All I know is I want to stay here. I want to stay here with you as long as I possibly can because you're all that matters. You're all that matters to me, and I'm trying to figure out the right thing to do, and I don't know what that is. I don't have any idea how to get there because I need you to tell me. So what does that tell you? That I'm a moron. That's what
you're
it
tells you. You're clueless.
That tells you that.
What a fitting scene.
So at least you know this. When we're, starting off this relationship, at least you know that.